So obviously there's been a lot of changes at the club this summer, from some familiar faces back, a few new faces as well. Pretty eventful summer at the club.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of change with obviously the academy coaches and Dec and Paul and Kendo coming up to the first team, and I think that's been a real positive twist on things. They've brought in a lot of new things into the coaching regime, and obviously Brendan Bentner's running the schedule and everything on top of that. So I think the experience there, and obviously with all the coaches being at Irish as well, they know the club inside and out, and I think everything that they've done so far has been good, and the boys are just looking forward to getting stuck into games now.
And you've managed to retain a few key players as well.
Yeah, definitely. So people like Ben Franks and stuff staying at the club's a massive boost, and keeping a few other internationals as well is obviously it's good for the squad. Boys are pretty tight, and I think it's a good sign of things that we're really looking to get off to a good start in this league, and then eventually hopefully go back up into the Premiership.
Yeah, with the Premiership, obviously there's less TV money on the table this year. Have you noticed a lot of like downsizing at the club this summer or anything like that?
Yeah, obviously there's a few people that are no longer with us, and Bob was saying earlier that the people in the office, there's less staff as well, so they're all really pulling together to put on events like this today and to do all the marketing as well, which is obviously, as players, it's real good to see. And a lot of things around the club that you sort of took advantage of, washing your own kit and stuff like that, that's happening now. And then it's just one of them things where the glam of the Premiership's not really there anymore, but the boys are all sticking together and we're just going to get through it, sort of thing. So it's not the end of the world. It's not making it out as if it's we've got it tough at all. But it's just little things that you notice day to day, but just taking it in our stride and getting on with it.
Yeah, but at least you still have the glamorous facilities here at Hazelwood. It's amazing, and I expect probably a few more professional outfits. We've had New Zealand here in the past, and New York Jets, and even Mayo, obviously amateur, but a big team in Ireland. So
yeah, definitely, obviously the facilities here, we've got no excuses as players, and we just have to turn up, everything set out for us, and it's more noticeable with the new players coming in and seeing the facilities, and comparing it to their old clubs, even a lot of the Premiership clubs that they were at, they said that the facilities here sort of outweigh theirs quite a lot. But it just means that it's really easy for us just to turn up, get through our work. Obviously in pre-season we're all working hard, so facilities here, it's an excellent place to do that.